भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्य ये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरोत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Srimad Bhagavatam, today we are going to discuss text number 16 to 21, 16, 17, 19, 17 to 20, there is no purport, so I read the slokas and translation, and 21 we read chapter 15. Canto 9, Chapter 15, text number 16 to 21. We all will read together 21, and I start from 16. I read the translation part. You all can listen. Text number 16. Sri Raja Vacha किदं हो भगवते राजन्यैरजितात्मभिः कृतं येन कुलं नष्टं क्षत्रियाणाभिक्षशः। किंग परीक्षित इंक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम सुखदेव गोस्वामी, व्हाट वाज द ऑफेंस दैट द क्षत्रियस हु कुड नॉट कंट्रोल देयर सेंसेस कमिटेड बिफोर लॉर्ड परशुरामा, the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, for which the Lord annihilated the Kshatriya dynasty again and again. 17 to 19 text. Sri Badirayanurvacha Hai Hai Anamadipati Rajuna Kshatriya Shabha दत्तं नारायणं शां क्षमाराध्य परिकर्मभिः बाहून् दशशतं लेभे दुर्दर्शत्वमरातिषु अव्याहतेन्द्रियौजा श्रीतेजो वीर्ययशो बलम् योगेश्वरत्वमैश्वर्यं गुणायत्राणि मादयः चचाराव्याखतगतिर्लोकेषु पवनो यथा। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड, द बेस्ट ऑफ द क्षत्रियास कात्यवीर्यार्जुन, द किंग ऑफ हैहयास, received 1,000 alms by worshipping Dattatreya, the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. He also became undefeatable by enemies and received unobstructed sensory power, beauty, influence, strength, fame, and the mystic power by which to achieve all the perfections of yoga such as anima and legima. Thus, having become fully opulent, he roamed all over the universe without opposition, just like the wind. Text number 20. Sri Ratne Ravrtha Kridan Revambasi Madhot Kataha वैजयन्तीं स्रजं विभद्रुरोदसरितं भुजै। Once while enjoying in the water of the river Narmada, the puffed up Kartikeya Arjuna surrounded by beautiful women and garlanded with a garland of victory, stopped the flow of the water with his arms. 21, that is written on the board. I will read the text, you can repeat after me.
Viplavavitam Swashibiram Pratisrotaha Sariljalai Na Amrushat Tasya Tatviryam Viramani Dasha Ananaha.
Word to word meaning, translation and purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Viplava Vitam. Having been indented. Swashibiram. His own camp. Pratishrotha, which was flowing in the opposite direction. Sarijalaha, by the water of the river. Not. Amishad, could tolerate. Tasya, of Kartivirajana. Tatviryam, that influence. Viramani, considering himself by heroic. Dasha Ananaha, the ten-headed Ravana. Translation. Because Kartivirajana made the water flow in the opposite direction, the camp of Ravana, which was set up on the bank of Narmada, near the city Mahishmati, was inundated. This was unbearable to the ten-headed Ravana, who considered himself a great hero and could not tolerate Kartivirajana's power. Purport. Ravana was out touring to gain victory over all other countries, Digvijaya. And he had camped on the bank of the Narmada River near the city of Mahishmati.
Om Agnanadimirandhasya Agnananjanashalakhaya Khyakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rukkadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Sri Visha Kanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pradamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kupasindubhyayevaja Paditanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
chapter 15 and 16 of Canto 9 deals very interesting leela of great leela avatar. Who is that? Parashuram. We have to go back little backside to back a few slokas to know what is actually happening here and why Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. Why Parashuram annihilated the Kshatriyas again and again? What is the reason? So to know this we have to little go back. One rishi called Richika, he was the very powerful rishi. He wanted to get married. He goes to the king and says, "King, I want to get married to your daughter Satyavati." King looks at the rishi. He cannot deny because king knows rishis are very powerful. They are really powerful because of the austerities performed over a very long period. So he, king was thinking, oh, this man, how to avoid this situation? So he tells, you see, I belong to the king parampara. So you have to give some dowry. You have to pay something to get married to my daughter. Oh, you bring 1,000 horses and one of the ears should be black. 1,000 horses, he thought he can bring, anybody may, he may try to bring, one of them should be black. I give concession, any left or right eye, ear, it should be black. You kindly bring that and I will perform the marriage. Now Ruchika Rishi could understand, this man is underestimating me. So he approaches Varunadev, one of the demigods. Demigods have got all the powers. So he understood, oh Ruchika, you wanted this? This is such a small thing. One of them should be black? No problem. 1,000 horses, as the king wanted, he produces them. King, I brought all the horses. King looks, check all of them. They check one by one. Oh, king, all are perfectly as you wanted. Oh, then Satyavati was married to Ruchika. And once, the king's wife, the queen, Satyavati's mother, comes to the house of Ruchika. Here, Ruchika and Satyavati, her daughter, comes to the house of her daughters to see how the things are going on, how they are living. And Ruchika was busy in preparing a yajna, sacrifice, to beget a son. Then mother-in-law says, oh, I should also get a son. I should also get a son. Satyavati, tell, you should get a brother, nice brother. So hearing this, Ruchika, the rishi, performs the yajna, the sacrifice, and prepares one for his wife, because he is a brahmana, and his mother-in-law is a kshatriya, her husband is a kshatriya. In order to get the qualities, all the great heroic qualities of the kshatriya, one particular offering, and getting all the qualities of a brahmana, another offering. Two offerings were made. And he gives, you see, Satyavati, you have to take this. This is for you. And this one is for your mother. I take both and come back. You kindly take leisurely. So Rishika Rishi goes to take bath in the river, and in the meantime Satyavati's mother thinks, this fellow must have prepared very nice for his son. For my son, he might not have prepared that good qualities. So, you see, Satyavati, you are my daughter. You give that to me. I consume. Your brother will be quite powerful. You are quite young. You can get many more children also. Take this one. So, mother, no problem. You have come to my house. You are asking a small favor. No problem. You eat this, I eat this. So they interchange the prasadam, which has been offered with great sincerity and all, chanting all the mantras. Now Ruchika returned after taking the bath and finds that the prasadam has been interchanged. He said, oh, Satyavati, you made such a big mistake. You are going to get a son who is a big kshatriya. And your mother is going to get a very good brahmana, a person, a boy with all brahmanical qualities. Then Satyavati says, no, 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 you kindly do something. Again you chant some more mantras, do something to reverse this. No, it is not possible. But I can do one thing. I can make your son a very good brahmana, but his son, your grandson, will be having all the kshatriya's qualities and he will punish the erring kings. He says, okay, okay, my son should be a perfect brahmana like you. He says, okay. Then with all his powers, he chants and Satyavati delivers Jamadagni, Jamadagni Rishi. Jamadagni Rishi was equally powerful and he gets married to Renuka. Jamadagni Rishi obtains Kamadenu in his ashram. Kamadenu is the cow which will fulfill all the desires, whatever desire one has got, any desire it will fulfill. So with Kamadenu they were all happy and they got sons, and the last son was Parashuram. Once Kartavirya Arjuna, who got 1,000 hands by praying to Dattatreya, so powerful, that's what we have just seen, he stopped the river Narmada and changed the course of the river, and Ravana gets problem. He was camping there and whole water entered it. So such a powerful Kartavirya Arjuna, when he was roaming in the forest along with his various army, ministers, horses, he could find, oh, here is Jamadagni Rishi's ashram. Let us all go there and take rest. Jamadagni Rishi welcomes Kartavirya Arjuna. Please come, please come. You appear to be very tired. You have left the capital quite some time back. So you must be hungry. Kartavirya Arjuna says, yes, we all are so hungry. Says, no worry. Please be seated, take bath, be seated. The prasadam is ready. Whatever you want. So very delicious, luxurious prasadam has been served to all the people, all the army, ministers, people, so many people who had come there. And everyone was astonished. Within a short time, so many preparations, such a nice preparation. How was it possible? Kartavirya Arjuna was wondering, something is there with him. Find out what is the secret. Then they came to know Kamadenu was there. Kamadenu cow will give whatever one desires. King, he has got Kamadenu along with the small calf. It gives whatever anybody wants. Oh, he is the richest person. I am such a poor fellow. I can't do such a great arrangement within such a short time. I should possess it. Take the Kamadhenu cow and go to the capital. They simply dragged. Unfortunately, Parashuram was not there at that time. Then they take Kamadhenu along with the calf to the capital and they were going. Then Parashuram returns along with his brothers and says, what happened? Kamadhenu was taken away by this proud, arrogant king. Says, I will return back. He takes the chopper, axe in one hand, shield for his protection, bow and arrows, moves. I am coming back with the Kamadhenu. Father, don't worry. Goes. They were all so much afraid. What this fellow is going to do? He goes. And seeing that Parashuram is coming behind and chasing them, Kartavirajana sends his army, go and attack him. You are so many. He is just one Brahmana. Lord Parashuram is not an ordinary person. Kills all the army. Many Akshavini sainyas, I think 11. One Akshavini consists of so many horses, elephants and soldiers. 11, I think if I read, 11 or 17. So he sends all of them, go and attack him. What is this? I sent some 1,000 soldiers, all fellows have died. You all go and attack one fellow called Parashuram, who is killing. Go and kill him. Within no time, all fellows were smashed with his axe and the arrows. Then Sahasrabahu sees, oh, now I have to show him the power. Let all my 1,000 hands come. 1,000 hands, 500 bows, 500 arrows aimed at one person, Parashuram. Parashuram smiles, takes his bow, takes one arrow. And when he released, he cuts all the 500 bows, all the 500 arrows. And this fellow was astonished. Oh, I lost my weapon. Okay, I take mountains. He uproots the mountain, throws at Parashuram. Uproots the big trees and throws at Parashuram. Parashuram just smashes them with his axe. And comes near Sahasrabahu, Kartavirajan, cuts his hands and looks at him. You want to fight with me? He says, yes. Just cuts off his head, chops off. He had 10,000 sons. All of them were there. They were watching. Father fighting. Yeah, this fellow will. He will get the lesson. Seeing that his father died, all the 10,000 fellows ran away. Now, Parashuram simply walks to Kamadhenu and says, oh, you suffered so much. With great force he had dragged you to this place. Come along with me. With the calf, he returns back to his father, Jamadagni Ashram. Jamadagni sees, oh, what has happened? He explains, I have punished this Kshatriya who had arrogantly taken and who sent so many people, so many army to kill me. I killed all of them. Jamadagni feels bad. You see, you are a Brahmana. You should be tolerant. So you have committed a sin by killing the king. You go and take the darshan of all holy places and take bath in all holy places, perform austerities, come back. Yes, father. He goes back, goes to all the places and comes back after 1 year. And in the meantime, the sons of Kartavirya were getting agitated. He had killed. We should kill his father. They were waiting for an opportunity. And Anyhow, he, Parashuram, returned after, when he went out to the forest for collecting wood, etc., the sons could see that there was nobody, and Jamadagni was performing the austerity and he was meditating upon. His wife was there. So they thought, this is the best opportunity to now kill him. The sons of Kartavirya Arjuna approached Jamadagni to kill. And Renuka, his wife, begs, please, why, what are you doing? He is performing the austerity, the yagna, the sacrifice. He is in meditation. He is not even having anything to counterattack you. And such a person, you want to kill him? He said, yes. They cut off his head and take away the head along with him. Mother shouts, Parashuram, Rama, Rama. Parashuram comes back. Oh, mother, what happened? She tells all the story. Now he says, dear brothers, take care of the body of the father. I am going to return soon. Until I return, kindly take care of the body. So, brothers, take care. He says, my chopper, only this is enough now. No shield, no bow. The chopper axe. He goes and kills all the 10,000 sons of Kartavirya Arjuna. And some of the Kshatriya kings were opposing. He said, yes, come on. One by one, the Kshatriya kings were killed. And all the Kshatriya kings were killed by him. And after some time, he sees some other Kshatriya had become the king. Again he goes. Again he annihilates. Simply remove them. Kill them. Again and again and again. 21 times. Kills all the Kshatriyas. And comes back with the head of his father. Joins the head. And performs the yajna, sacrifice on Supreme Lord, and praise to Supreme Lord. Actually, it is given in Bhagavatam that he gets back the life and joins the Saptarishi. He becomes one of the Saptarishis. So, this is the short story of great Leelavatari. So, the Leelavatar, Purushavatar, and then Yugavatar. Yugavatar for Kali Yuga is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he was going to Jagannath Puri along with his associates, he could reach Jagannath Puri from a few kilometers, a few miles away, and he had seen, oh, this is Jagannath Puri, this is the Shikara, this is the tomb, the Shikara of the temple. So he says, I am going very fast. Mahaprabhu says, I am going very fast. You all come as per your speed. I am going very fast. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached the temple and he takes the darshan with ecstasy. He just got fainted. This is again another leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to elevate some of the Mayavadis and Mayavadi leader called Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. So he got fainted with all his body showing the pure devotee's characteristics. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who was highly qualified, who reads Vedas so much, he was a pandita, he was a great scholar, but he was a Mayavadist, and he could see, oh, some sannyasi had fallen down, he has got so many good qualities which is obviously seen, and whether he is still alive. He takes a small piece of cotton and keeps near the nostril, and the cotton started moving. Then he immediately felt, yes, this man is alive, I will take care of him. And he transfers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu and all associates come to the temple and inquire, we have our Mahaprabhu who had come here, where he had gone. The people describe what happened. Then immediately they could understand it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they go to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Mayavadi great scholar. And he did not believe that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So, the discussion goes on with various people. Before that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got conscious, then he inquires where he was. Then, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could understand that this man is a very great saint. So he asked the people, what is his name? Then they say, he is Krishna Chaitanya. Then he says, he is from which sampradaya? He says, the Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law only. He replies, he is from Bharati. He has taken the sannyas diksha from Keshav Bharati. Immediately, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, oh, Keshav Bharati. Keshav Bharati means not first class. He is of lower class sannyasi. Oh, I see. He is from lower class sannyasi. So, text number 70 of Madhya Leela, chapter 6, says, Konu sampradaya sanyasa karyachena grahana kibay nama inhara sunite hayamana. This is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is inquiring, from which sampradaya has he accepted sannyasa order? What is his name? So Gopinath Acharya replies, Lord's name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya and his sannyas preceptor is Keshav Bharati. Immediately says Bhattacharya, Sri Krishna is very good name, but he belongs to the Bharati community, therefore he is a second class sannyasi. Gopinath Acharya replies, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not rely on any external formality. There is no need for him to accept the sannyas order from a superior sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his full-fledged youthful life, how can he keep the principles of sannyasa? Bhattacharya inquired. I shall certainly recite Vedanta philosophy before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he may remain fixed in his renunciation and thus enter upon the path of monism. Shunyavada, I will teach him so that he will fix in the sannyas diksha. So, and he is in the second class. And then he suggested, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would like, I would bring him into the first class sampradaya also by offering him saffron cloth by performing the reformatory process again. Again, I will give the sannyas diksha to this man. He looks very, very bright and he has got all such qualities, but he has taken from such a second class. No, I will make him first class sannyas. I am so learned person, I can do the reformatory process. Gopinath Acharya Mukunda became very unhappy and therefore told Bhattacharya. These are important texts which I will just discuss so that we know the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Bhattacharya, you don't know the greatness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are found in the highest degree. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is celebrated as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are ignorant in this connection find the conclusion of knowledgeable men very difficult to understand. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately asked. The disciples of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became retaliated. They retaliate. By what evidence do you conclude that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord? Gopinath Acharya replies, the statements of authorized acharyas who understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are the proof. The statements of the acharyas are the proof. Then Bhattacharya asks, we derive knowledge from the absolute truth by logical hypothesis. We understand the God by logical hypothesis. Gopinath Acharya smiles, one can't understand. One can't attain the real knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by logical hypothesis and argument. For that, one requires the mercy of God. and not by guesswork or hypothesis. If one receives but a tiny bit of Lord's favor by dint of devotional service, he can understand the nature of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He quotes various slokas. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he addresses Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "You are a great scholar and a teacher of many disciples. Indeed, there is no other scholar like you on this earth, but you are bereft even a pinch of Lord's mercy. You can't understand him, even though he is present in your own house. It is not your fault. It is simply because you don't understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by scholarship." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya becomes little upset. Then he says, "My dear Gopinath Acharya, please speak with great care. Mind your language. You are telling me, what is the proof that you have received the mercy of the Lord?" Then he says, "Knowledge of the Bonam, Samman Bonam, the absolute truth. Knowledge of the absolute truth is the evidence that the mercy of the Lord is there." So then Gopinath Acharya continues, "You have seen the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the ecstatic mood. Despite that, you are unable to understand him. This is called illusion." So then they stop the discussion. Then they will have prasadam. Gopinath Acharya is actually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law. So later on, he starts teaching the Vedanta Sutra. The 7 days he kept on talking, and then at the end of 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I have been speaking and you are listening. It is not that you are not listening, but you are not asking any question. You are not expressing any of your doubts or asking for any clarity. What is that? Are you understanding or not the philosophy of Vedanta which I am talking?" Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "You see, I understand the sutras very clearly, but I don't understand what you are actually explaining." "You don't understand? You have been keeping silent. Today is the 8th day. What is the reason? What is that you don't understand?" "You see, the Vedanta sutras all are very, very clear in their meaning. Whereas the explanation which you are giving, you are covering the actual meaning, the direct meaning, as it is. Whatever meaning is coming, you are actually covering it with a cloud of your own explanation and hiding the facts." Then the discussion goes on. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains that this is what actually meant with all his scholarship. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains what is the meaning of each of the sutras, particularly the Atmarama. And ultimately, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya feels very, very happy that he had been getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he prays to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows him in text number 202, shows him the great Chaturbhuja Rupa of Vishnu to him. I will just read. "Nijarupa prabhutanre karaila darshana chaturbhuja rupa prabhu hailatha khana." To show him mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed him to see his Vishnu form. Thus he immediately assumed four hands. "Dekhaila tanre age chaturbhuja rupa pache shama vamchi mukha Swakiya Swarupa." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first showed him the four-handed form and then appeared before him in his original form of Krishna with a blackish complexion and with a flute to his lips. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw the form of Lord Krishna manifested in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately fell down flat to offer him obeisances. He stood up with folded hand and began to offer prayers. He continuously prays with 100 different slokas. That is what ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could show mercy on Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the goal of the life, ultimate goal of life in 176 and 178, which will be the personality of Godhead is the central point of all relationships. Acting in devotional service to Him is one's real occupation, and the attainment of love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life. These three subject matters are described in Vedic literature. Number one, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the central point of all relationships. Acting in devotional service to Him is the real occupation. Attainment of God's love is the ultimate life's goal. These are the three things which are described in the Vedic literature. If one tries to explain the Vedic literature in a different way, he is indulging in imagination. Any interpretation of the self-evident Vedic version is simply imaginary. So, he explains all this, and ultimately, actually, he explains how Shiva explained that he takes the form of a Brahmana and covers up Vedas in the 181 sloka. Addressing Lord Shiva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, please, addressing Lord Shiva to Durga, please make the general populace averse to me by imagining your own interpretation of the Vedas. Addressing Lord Shiva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advised Shiva, cover me in such a way that people will take more interest in advancing material civilization just to propagate a population bereft of spiritual knowledge. This is the quotation from Padma Purana Uttarakhanda. When he quotes this, Bhattacharya could understand the flaws in Shankaracharya's philosophy and ultimately offers him all the respects and changes to Vaishnava, becomes a Vaishnava. So, the ultimate goal as described, as has been told by Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that ultimate goal is to attain Krishna Prema, to come out of this Janma Mrityu cycle and attaining Krishna Prema. Once there was a king and one poor Brahmana approaches him, King, I am suffering from my poverty, kindly relieve me. Then king tells Brahmana, you see, I have some sandalwood trees here nearby. Go and cut and use them. You will become very rich. This Brahmana goes and he cuts the wood. And he really didn't know what to do with that. He was a foolish person. And he fires. Whole night he will put the fire to the wood. And in the morning he throws water and makes the charcoal. Prepares the charcoal, goes to the market, sells the charcoal, comes back, and he was feeding his family and he was leading a normal life. Then he was doing all that every day morning he cuts the trees, branches, and in the night he puts the fire and he puts water in the morning and makes them charcoal, and the charcoal he goes to the market, sells and comes back. After some time, king feels, I have given something to this Brahmana, let me check up what is happening. He comes and sees, hey, you have finished almost all the trees and you are living in a small hut. What is that you are doing all that? Oh king, every day I cut and burn them and make them charcoal and them go to the market and sell. Hey, this is sandalwood. Sandalwood. So what? This is what I understand, the simple way. Take this piece now, immediately. Go to the market. Shout, it is sandalwood for sale. Come back. Come back with the money. Whatever you get, you show me. The person goes to the market and shouts, sandalwood, this is sandalwood for sale. Then people look at him, oh, such a big sandalwood. How much, how much, how much? They give him such a huge money and buy. Comes back and he was astonished. Oh king, I have done all this. Every day I was doing this. Now I got this. Said, you are a foolish person. You don't know the value of the sandalwood trees. He starts lamenting, weeping. Oh, I lost all the trees. And now I have only one or half of them left out. Oh, I would have become a big, rich, wealthy person. Our position is identical. We don't know the value of human life. We are wasting. When we realize, it will be too late. We should realize that this is the only form of the 84 lakh species where we can do Sankirtana and go back to Godhead, coming out of the birth and death cycle. Otherwise, we will be wasting all our time, precious time, and we will remain in the birth and death cycle forever. If we don't perform, if we don't become Krishna conscious and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are going to remain in the cycle for million, 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 million number of times, which we have already suffered million, 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 million number of times. We have to come out. We should identify whatever is the balance life left in our life. Take the time very seriously. This is the time which Krishna has given to us. Perform all the austerities of following the four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and going back to the Godhead. That should be our goal and the only goal. Hare Krishna. If you have questions, Maharaj, you kindly excuse me, I am not such a speaker or knowledgeable person. You all are highly qualified and you have very high knowledge and experience. But still, if you want me to clarify some doubts, I can clarify some questions. Yes, Prabhu.
I have a question from Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. You can try. No, this one. Switch it off.
Hello.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question from Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, Prabhu.
Said that the
soul is
immovable.
Yeah.
Can you explain?
Soul is?
Immovable.
Immovable.
Yeah.
Maharaj is there. Maharaj, can you kindly? Soul is immovable.
Bhagavad Gita said that the soul is immovable.
Please, please give. Please give, give.
I don't understand.
I don't know where from which sloka is that? Immovable. Yeah. So many qualities are given. The inconceivable. Yeah. The here, the 24, immovable, to my understanding, what actually meant by immovable, the soul cannot be moved away from the body unless and until he gets the permission from the Supreme Lord. Once the soul goes away from the takes away, once it comes out of the body, then it will take another body. Vasansi jinani yatha vihaya navani granati naroparani. So it is immovable as long as not permitted by the Supreme Lord. So see, if somebody wants to commit suicide, I will take away my soul. No, that is not possible. The soul will remain in the body. His attempts will just fail. So nobody should make any attempts that, I want to stop my life here. I have in my hand, my life in my hand. So I will end up. No. Soul can be moved away, can be taken away. Once the body is in the torn condition, as determined by the Supreme. Yeah, I think. Any other question? If yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu,
as you were speaking about Parshuram, he killed everyone, and 10,000 sons of he killed his father. And they took his head.
Yeah.
And Parshuram went and killed them and took their head back and put it in the same body again.
Yes.
So I said, once the head is cut, the soul leaves the body. So how did the soul remain in that body? Can you explain something?
Yes. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 16th chapter of the same canto, canto 9, it is explained that Parashuram attaches the head to the body of Jamadagni. Then he performs the great sacrifice on Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead can do anything. That is the fundamental. When he has satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he gets life back and he joins the Saptarishi. When we come to chapter 16, that particular sloka, again I think we can discuss this, or you can raise the question in detail. This is what I understand at present.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Any other questions? So if you don't have any other question, anybody wants to ask? You want to ask, Prabhu? So if you don't have any other questions, we stop here. श्रीमद्भागवतं महापुराणं की जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।